On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KM FM with the latest news for Kent at One. Here's Joanna Earl.
British holidaymakers in Thailand have been told to be on alert after four people died in a series of explosions at popular tourist sites. A further 20 people have been injured in the blasts. People from the UK make more than 1 million visits to the country every year. This traveller is in Hua Hin, which is among the areas targeted.
When I was laying by the pool, we heard two further explosions, quite loud, sound very, very close to here. There's obviously a heightened threat because there's now police officers walking about. It's the first ones I've seen so far since I've been here for 2 days.
KMFM News.
Eurostar say just 4% of services have been cancelled as a strike by workers gets underway. RMT members have walked out until Monday night as part of a dispute over rotas and their work-life balance. They'll strike again over the bank holiday weekend at the end of the month. Mick Lynch is from the RMT union.
If the workforce is happier with their work conditions, you will get a better service. Our members offer very good service. There are very few complaints about the standard of service on Eurostar or Southern when it's working properly. But obviously, if you put the staff under stress, that's going to deliver a worse service.
Passengers booked to travel from St Pancras, Ebbsfleet and Ashford have been told they can, but maybe at a different time. A man's been seriously injured after being kicked in the head by a group of men who stole his wallet in Folkestone. The victim was walking along the high street with a woman when they were approached by four men just before midnight last Friday. Police say it was an unprovoked attack and are appealing for any witnesses.
KMFM News.
Campaigners opposed to a giant lorry park in Kent as an alternative to Operation Stag claim they've been misled about its size. A consultation into the plans for land at Stamford near Hythe was due to get underway today. However, technical issues have delayed images being uploaded to Highways England's website. Opponents say they were initially told it would cover 152 acres of countryside, but claim it'll actually be 250 acres. Debbie Burton lives in Stamford.
They said it was always going to be 250, so an error must have occurred. But yes, I mean, of course we're up in arms about it. They've allowed this error to slip through, and I think it's outrageous that the Transport Select Committee made their objections on a plot that was that much smaller.
A young Faversham woman who became the first person from the UK to have stem cell treatment for cystic fibrosis has died. Roisin Kelleher O'Callaghan raised £70,000 to travel to the Dominican Republic for surgery last February. It meant she was well enough to start university, but the 21-year-old passed away on Tuesday.
KMFM News.
Two women have been injured in a crash involving three cars in Headcorn. Emergency crews were called after it happened on Kings Road just after 8:30 this morning. Firefighters have also cut a woman free from a car in Manston after two vehicles collided shortly before 9 this morning. And Darth Vader has made a brief appearance in the latest Star Wars trailer. There's just a second long tease of his back in the latest preview for Rogue One, which is due out in cinemas just before Christmas.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
At the Olympics, and Jessica Ennis-Hill begins the defence of her Olympic heptathlon title this afternoon. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Jess will be joined in the event by Katarina Johnson-Thompson, who finished 15th when she competed at London 2012. Meantime, Kent's Tom Bosworth is also in action. The 26-year-old from Sevenoaks goes for a medal in the 20-kilometre race walk. The sport's been dominated by Russian athletes in the past, but they won't be competing this time following a doping scandal. Tom says that's for the best.
I want to compete against the entire world on a level playing field, and so in athletics right now we won't have any Russian athletes, and that's the right thing. I can't comment on other sports.
Later today, Sir Bradley Wiggins could become Britain's most decorated Olympian of all time. He's part of the Team Pursuit squad who'll compete at the Cycling Velodrome this evening. Great Britain is now 8th in the medal table with 16. On to football, and Gillingham have made their 10th signing of the summer. Former Spurs and Fulham midfielder Jamie O'Hara. The 29-year-old's recently moved back home to Dartford and has agreed a 2-year deal at Priestfield.
I think it's a club where it's going places, and after speaking to Justin, speaking to the chairman, I definitely feel like it's a club where you know, to get back in the Championship is what we're definitely looking to do.
The Jills play their first home game of the season this weekend against Bury, and it's been a frustrating start for England's cricketers on day two of the fourth test against Pakistan. The tourists have moved on to 80 for two. England have a lead of 248 after their first innings score of 328 all out yesterday.
That's the latest. Next update's at two.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.